going to title today's commentary, "Will the Real Joran van der Sloot Please Stand Up?" And that there are no heroes in this investigation. We all know who Joran van der Sloot is. He and the Kelper brothers were last seen with missing Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway. We know that van der Sloot has implicated others in her disappearance. We know that he has confessed to being involved in her disappearance. And we know that most recently, in a licensed interview with Fox News, he admitted to selling Natalie. I don't know what to believe. We know that Joran van der Sloot, like others in high-profile cases, can't seem to be able to tell the truth. He, along with others, do know what happened, and it's up to the Aruban authorities to take this case to a competent court and bring justice once and for all. Whether or not you believe that Joran sold Natalie, I don't. Whether or not you believe that Joran was culpable for her disappearance, whether or not you think that Joran told the truth when he spoke to Patrick, we may never know. What we do know is that Joran van der Sloot is a chronic liar. He's a sociopath with narcissistic tendencies, and that we may never be able to find out what really happened. The ball is in Aruba's court right now. The ball is also in the court of the United States State Department and the United States government. One of their citizens went missing on an island. Someone has confessed to disposing her body or selling her, whatever the truth may be, and it's time that the government of the United States of America stood up for that citizen. Are there heroes in this case? Are there media outlets who have done more than others? No, I don't think so. I think many media outlets, including here at Scared Monkeys, have covered this case to the best of our ability, and we will continue to cover this case to the best of our ability, bringing you information and trying to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth out there. That's something that the van der Sloot family doesn't understand. My name's Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.